Alliance Rubber Company in Hot Springs is the largest domestic manufacturer of rubber bands and rubber band products in the U.S. Founded in 1923, Alliance has been in Hot Springs since 1944. It employs about 150 workers, and its products, well, there are a lot of them.
But here we make about 2,200 SKUs of all types of packaging. Anything you need to wrap a package, gear straps, cable wraps, all types of pro tape to for produce and floral, for our produce and floral customers. So we have about 2,200 different SKUs that we sell, and 95% of everything we sell is manufactured here in Hot Springs.
That's Bonnie Swayze, president of Alliance Rubber. To say that Alliance has competitive pressures is an understatement. The company constantly battles fluctuating prices of its raw materials, primarily rubber. And with world wage prices offering cheaper labor abroad, Swayze knows that payroll is an area that she could save money if she outsourced. It's just not an option. She'd rather win with innovation.
And the way we've been able to stay ahead of the game against the import competition, because in the United States, there's about 55 competitors that manufacture bands in Thailand and China, approximately $1.50 an hour. So we have to be ahead of our game to be able to compete. So we do that with innovation a lot of times. And in the last year, we've come up with Eracelets, which is the world's first erasable eracelet bracelet. We have Whiffers, which is a great aid for memory enhancement as a study aid. It is a bracelet with the fragrance built right into it. And also we have slip-on grip, which helps to create torque and help grasp things, slip-on grip. And then our newest innovation is Photoflex, the world's first full-color image wristband.
In the spirit of self-reliance, Alliance decided early last year that it would embark on an effort to create manufacturing jobs in the U.S. through a We Can Make It in America challenge.
So many people are out of work. We've got 14 million people out of work and 20 million that are looking for a good job. We've got 34 million Americans that need a good job. So we came up with the We Can Make It in America challenge. We say, if you will take our challenge on our website, www.rubberband.com, and click on the We Can Make It in America challenge, take a pledge to spend $1 a day on American-made goods, we hope to create 1 million jobs.
The challenge has a contest component that could win your family a trip to Washington, D.C. this 4th of July, by the way. But back to rubber bands. How do you weather a recession and mediocre recovery? It's a formula that requires innovation when necessary, discipline to the basics, and a belief that the game plan is a good one when it's well executed.
We have 17 people in our sales and marketing division, and we try to not participate in the recession as much as possible because there's always people that need our products. They need products to hold their world together, and that's what we've done for 89 years. So we have approximately 2,200 accounts that we ship in the United States and 28 countries. So we have partners all over the globe, and they're always looking for the optimum value in quality, price, and service. We're not always the cheapest in price per pound for our rubber bands, but we are most of the time the best value. A rubber band.